This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. U.S. President Joe Biden took time off his vacation to fly to the Hawaiian island of Maui, where the wildfires last week devastated the island.
For as long as it takes, we're going to be with you. The whole country will be with you.
There are still 500 to 800 people who remain unaccounted for. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is blasting Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, for blocking access to news articles during Canada's wildfire emergencies. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Earlier this summer, Meta announced it would keep its promise to block news content from Canada on its platforms because of a new law that requires tech giants to pay publishers for linking to or otherwise repurposing their content online. Trudeau calls it inconceivable in such an emergency situation, accusing the company of putting corporate profits ahead of ensuring local news organizations can get up-to-date information to Canadians. Meta says people in Canada can continue to use Instagram and Facebook to access information from official government agencies, emergency services, and non-governmental organizations. I'm Ben Thomas.
The divisive ex-Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat returned to Thailand on Tuesday after years of self-imposed exile and was sentenced to 8 years in jail. Thaksin was convicted in absentia for several criminal cases that he said were politically motivated. Thailand's Pheu Party on Tuesday formally nominated business tycoon Saitha Thaksin to become Prime Minister, which was ratified by Parliament. Saitha will take over the controversial coalition, including some pro-military parties from the outgoing government. This is VOA News. The annual BRICS meeting gets underway in Johannesburg Tuesday. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston says it has become the hottest club in town.
This year's chair, South Africa, says over 40 countries have expressed interest in joining. Iran has said it hopes the club will pin down the new membership process as soon as possible. Oil heavyweight Saudi Arabia has the backing of Russia and Brazil. And Argentina says it has China's support. One of Africa's fastest growing economies, Ethiopia, says it's asked to join. Bolivia appears interested too. In July, the country turned to the Chinese yuan, saying it wanted to curb dependence on the U.S. dollar for foreign trade. That move aligns with BRICS's stated aim. The same month, Algeria said it applied for membership and to become a shareholder in the so-called BRICS Bank, or New Development Bank.
That is Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston, who says that not all BRICS members agree on how or even if expansion should proceed. As part of a five-year plan to develop East Jerusalem, Israel has opened a high-tech hub that aims to boost employment for Palestinians. It is the first step in a larger program to turn East Jerusalem into a local version of California's Silicon Valley. Linda Gladstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
East Tech opened just a few weeks ago with 20 Palestinians from five high-tech companies. It's a project funded and run by the Jerusalem municipality and the Israeli government, and it aims to eventually bring in 150 Palestinians with high-tech degrees. East Tech also hosts a workshop in Arabic run by the NGO MUNA, which offers technology education to underprivileged youth. Linda Gladstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
North Korea plans to launch a satellite between August 24th and August 31st, according to Japan's Coast Guard. South Korea, the United States, and others have condemned previous space launches by North Korea, which is banned from such activities under UN Security Council sanctions. Japan will begin releasing cooling water from the Fukushima power plant on Thursday, 12 years after one of the worst nuclear disasters, the plant melting down. Japan insists the gradual release into the sea of more than 500 Olympic swimming pools worth of water is safe. The water was used to cool the nuclear rods at the plant when it melted down following the tsunami and earthquake which hit Japan. I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.